Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Marco Levy, who's vice president with the Emulsion Polymers Division of what used to be called Dow Chemical, and now it's called Styron. Marco, how you doing?
Great. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Let me ask you, I think I'm talking to you in Switzerland. You're 6 hours ahead of me. I wanted to ask some questions about what's changed. Basically, it's primarily just a name change, isn't it? Why don't you tell us a little bit about Dow selling this business to Bain Capital?
Yeah, the name change is clear. It's Styron, and we have taken the name from one of our brands, polystyrene, which is a plastic where we are the number one player in the world. Styron is really a carve-out from the Dow Chemical Company. It has been purchased by Bain Capital. It's a leading global material company where we are number one player globally in styrenic material, in emulsion polymers, say latex that mainly goes to flooring and paper industry, and synthetic rubber. We are leaders in specialty rubbers that go to the tire industry. Like you said, yes, we are proud of our heritage. We come from Dow, but now rather than being a $60 billion company focused on a lot of businesses, Styron is a $4 billion company which is focused on plastics, styrenics, polycarbonates and compounds, and emulsion polymers, latex and synthetic rubber. And our focus is to grow this company because this company has a great opportunity in terms of innovation and geographic growth.
And you say it's roughly, I think there were some statistics that came out in the press release when Bain Capital bought you. You have annual revenues of somewhere between $3.5 and $4 billion, and they bought your company for, I think, somewhere around $1.6 $3 billion. And
correct.
So now you were a public company, you had the red diamond as your logo, now you're a private company owned by a private equity firm, Bain Capital. But other than that, nothing really changes from a business perspective. The products are the same, the service quality. As a matter of fact, most of the personnel in the U.S. are the same. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a carve-out. So we have the same sites, the same assets, the same R&D centers. All the workforce just changed business card and logo, right? They have moved from Dow to Styron. We have the new logo, and customers are not going to see any change rather than much more focus on them and the business, because this business, these four businesses, are going to be our bread and butter, right? So we live for them.
Roughly what percentage of your business goes toward the flooring business?
It's about 20%.
And explain what, I know you have two primary products. You have polystyrene and styrene butadiene latex. Can you explain what that product does in the flooring industry?
Yeah, the polystyrene and everything which is related to plastics don't go to flooring. They go to different applications. In my business, the products that go to flooring are latex, different kind of latexes, emulsion polymers, styrene butadiene, styrene acrylic, and some specialty latex that our customers know very well.
Okay, and it's primarily, just for those people that aren't in the manufacturing business, just for layman terms, it's basically the adhesive that holds the carpet together, and it's also, in some instances, it's the cushion back that's on the bottom of the carpet. Is that right?
Yeah, it's correct. And actually, we have you're absolutely correct. And actually, we are looking at expanding the potential for these emulsion polymers in carpet applications where we were not so much focused until now. I'm talking about artificial turf, I'm talking about rugs, I'm talking about carpet underlayment. Here we have technology where we can really compete with other polymers and provide to the industry high performance and extremely competitive solution. We have brands to commercialize that, and our people are going to focus on making these brands successful. I'm talking about Embersa, for example, for carpet underlayment. I'm talking about foundations for artificial turf. I'm talking about the overall sustainable Lomax strategy. So we are going to have a focused organization to make sure that flooring industry benefits of our innovation potential.
Well, you've already talked about the heightened focus in this plastics business. Are there any other changes that are going to take place now as a result of this change in ownership?
The key thing, of course, is that we, by being focused on these businesses, we want to grow this company. We want to grow this company in size. We want to grow this company in terms of profitability. We have a wonderful innovation portfolio that is going to allow to do that, but we have also a broad global manufacturing coverage. We are positioned in Asia specifically for the carpet industry to pick up any change in terms of growth opportunity in the flooring area. As you know, the latex industry there and the overall solution based on latex is not well developed in Asia. We expect that with the increased purchasing capabilities in a lot of countries in this area, these solutions will take place, market will grow, and we are already there with assets. We have assets in China, assets in Korea, assets in Indonesia, assets in Australia, and we have spare capacity to make sure that we can supply the additional needs. On top of it, we have an R&D center based in Asia to develop solutions for emulsion polymers. So there is the geographic potential, there is an innovation potential, and we are going to look at any opportunity which is going to allow us to grow.
Okay. And the products that are sold in the United States, the emulsion polymers, they're actually manufactured. I know you're a global company, but you actually have manufacturing facilities, and they're manufactured here in the U.S. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we have manufacturing facilities specifically for carpet and R&D facilities specifically for carpet based in Dalton, Georgia. For emulsion polymers in North America, we have another two facilities, one in Allen's Point in Pennsylvania and another one in Midland, Michigan. So we have three manufacturing facilities, and we are market leader in emulsion polymers in North America.
Okay, great. Well, Marco, I appreciate you spending time with us. I did just want to give kind of an introduction and also set anybody at ease with the fact that the supply will remain constant and the company has not changed much, and we'll just have, as you said, renewed focus in this business. We've been talking to Marco Levy, who is the Vice President of the Emulsion Polymers business for what used to be called Dow, now called Styron, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.